Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Dan Lanning coming up. 10 minutes. He always calls on time, so this will be a short one. But I did, I hit up our sports betting bros, and they're from sportsbetting.ag, and they gave me some numbers. I asked them to give me the point spreads if Oregon were to play these teams today: Ohio State, Texas, Georgia, Boise State, BYU, and Miami.
Okay.
So I have all, what is that, six of those here. Oregon would be an underdog in two of those games, believe it or not, even though they're the number one team.
Well, Georgia's going to be one, and then I thought maybe it was just Georgia, but Buck guessed Ohio State.
Yeah.
I can see that on a neutral field.
That's right. Ohio State, minus -2.
See, I think I would have thought that right after the Oregon game, but the O-line situation bothers me, and I know supposedly they got it fixed against Penn State, but you know how I feel about Penn State. Not a huge fan, and if Penn State just scores on any of their red zone possessions and isn't the worst red zone team I've ever seen, Ohio State loses. I'm not certain that this version of Ohio State with that O-line, I'm not certain that they beat Oregon on a neutral field, but I would have believed that. If you told me right after that game, you put that a week from when they played on a neutral field, I would have taken Ohio State, but not convinced.
And by the way, this is confirmed information. I'm number one against the spread.
Yeah. Bah.
Bah. I'd love confirmed.
I'd love to go 5-0.
We're going to hear that today.
Oh, we are.
Thursday night.
Thursday night.
Special.
John Anthony.
Side answer.
I'm a fraud. What do you think the Georgia line is?
I'm going to say, so that you said it's they're underdogs by 2 or 2.5, you said?
To who?
To Ohio State.
Two.
I'm going to say Georgia, it's going to be 3.
Georgia minus 1.5.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
So they believe that Ohio State is the toughest game for Oregon.
Huh.
Then I've got Texas here. If Oregon played Texas, what would the spread be?
I'm going to say Oregon favored by 2.
Oregon favored by 1.
1.
So all very close.
Yeah.
Three others. If Oregon played Miami, what would be the spread?
I'm going to say the Ducks by 6.5.
Exactly 6.5.
Boom.
Oregon, BYU.
Yikes. I'm going to say the Duckies by 10.
11.
11.
And Oregon, Boise State.
That's interesting because, boy, Boise State game all they could handle. They should have beat Oregon.
Do we know what the line? I got to go look it up. The first line.
I think it was 17, I'm not mistaken. It was more than 2 touchdowns. I'm going to still say, even though that game was as close as it can be, I'm going to still say Oregon by 14.
They've got that one at
maybe 13 and a half.
13 and a half.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good there. You know what? Maybe I have confirmed information.
Fine, Jason Tuckett.
I want to go 5-0. But if I don't, the season is not free. Pay me anyways. $200 for my picks.
Yeah, Oregon was minus 17 and a half against Boise the first time.
Yeah. That's interesting because we still don't give Boise respect, and I get why, but... And this Oregon team certainly looks better. I mean, think about that. Boise State had them on the ropes with the exception of two. If Boise State just kicks the ball out of bounds, Boise State wins that game. And yet we're still going to make them three score dogs. I'd be careful with that.
Who would you rather play? BYU or Boise?
I honestly think I'd rather play BYU. Because like, I've seen Boise. And I know BYU athletically is better than Boise. But I've seen Boise. And I don't know how else to put it. They took you to the wire. And I've seen BYU. And BYU's good. Veteran quarterback. Veteran team. Play solid. They're not great at anything. They're not bad at anything. I guess I'll just take the team that is playing close games and finding ways to win versus the team that's kind of bitch slapping everybody and took you to the wire. So I know that's weird, but I would rather play the Mountain West team than I would the Big 12 team, but I think I would.
A couple of other numbers. Dan Lanning's piling up some numbers here.
Yeah.
None of this really matters all that much, but from their notes, they said that Oregon has now scored 30 or more in 22 of the last 23 games.
Yeah, their offense is quite good.
Under Dan Lanning, they are 22-0 when scoring first. They are 28-1 under Dan Lanning when leading at half, the only loss being the Oregon State game.
Yeah.
Under Dan Lanning, they are 23-0 when giving up 24 or fewer points. So that's interesting. Yeah. So to beat them, you got to get into the 30s.
Yeah, you got to get into that shootout.
And then Dylan Gabriel is just two starts now from tying Bo Nix for the most all time. And he has two touchdowns from passing Case Keenum for the most all time.
Huh. So when it's all said and done, we're going to have two Oregon quarterbacks basically own some serious records, even though they pretty much set all those at other schools. I guess Bo was there 2 years. That's not.
Well, look. It's amazing that Oregon will have had in back-to-back years the two most experienced quarterbacks in college football history.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
It is crazy.
They're going to go get Shedeur Sanders next year.
Does he have a bunch of starts? Who's the next most? They should go get the guy who's.
I'll look it up.
Carson Beck have eligibility?
Yeah, he might be coming back with his draft stock the way it is.
No kidding. Dan Lanning joins us next on The Fan.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.